Joining us now is Tony Ogorek of Ogorek Wealth Management, talking about your money in a time where that's what everybody is looking for answers for. Tony, thanks so much for joining us yet again. The stimulus bill passing in the early morning hours. What is the immediate impact of that?
Well, Brian, not to throw a wet blanket on it, but you know it hasn't passed just yet. The House still has some concerns, and they're either going to pass it by unanimous consent, or they may end up coming up with their own version of things. You know, we hope that it's going to pass today, but you know, we don't have any lockdown assurances of that. What it means for people is that we've learned a lot of lessons from the 2008 financial crisis. Specifically, we're looking at sort of an equal balance between trying to support corporations that are hit and supporting small businesses and hourly workers. Specifically, one of the interesting aspects of it is that they're looking at giving credits to corporations who keep people on their payrolls at full pay. And the potential is, if they're able to do that, these loans, that will be extended to them are going to be forgiven at some point in time. So, you know, again, no one has seen the text of this. They're still writing the bill as we speak. But that's sort of an interesting concept, I think, that we've learned something about from 2008.
Is this tailored more? I mean, when this was first talked about, we heard about cash payments, and that's what was going to be the benefit for workers. But it seems now that that's morphed into more people who are out of work because of this, just looking for ways to keep them employed whenever we're out of it.
Yeah, and I think, Brian, there's a real interesting study the Fed did about a year ago. And, you know, it dealt with the unexpected economic shock, you know, that has a lot of Americans living really on the precipice of ruin. So last year, the Fed did a survey, and they found that 39% of Americans said they would be unable to handle an unexpected $400 expense. And when you think about that, 40% of Americans essentially are living paycheck to paycheck. And when that paycheck is interrupted, which it has been right now, it creates serious issues for them. And this is why I think the shape of the bill is the way it is right now.
We're keeping on hearing out of the White House, the president talking about Easter and the way to get back to normal, that we can't let the cure be worse than the problem. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't you think the best way for the economy to get back on track would be to get rid of the virus, to contain the virus? Because until then, we're living in this era of uncertainty, right?
Brian, you make an excellent point. And I would say that every serious economist takes your point of view to heart. Every epidemiologist takes your view to heart. Unfortunately, the president does not have a respect for science, and he's got impulsivity issues and wants what he wants when he wants it. He has to understand that, you know, this is not, you know, the virus is something that really doesn't care about dates. It doesn't care about a range of other things. I mean, if he wants to stay on a religious track, I would tell him to look at the Ascension 40 days after Easter. And if we can have things locked down until then, we have a good chance of doing this. You know, one of the things we're telling clients, because they want to know, when is this going to end? When are we going to get some clarity on it? You know, at Ogorek, we're telling them we've got an iron triangle that has to fall into place. And once it does, things are going to look a lot clearer. And here are the three aspects of it. The first is we need Federal Reserve action. And the Federal Reserve has really stepped up to support municipalities, corporations, and individuals. So that's good. Second, we're hoping to have legislation passed today by the Congress and signed by the President, a fiscal stimulus, which is going to amount to at least a couple of $1 trillion, and that then needs to flow through the system. You know, but the third component of this is testing, and we need to see that the track of this is being blunted, and, you know, we're seeing positive results. if we don't have all three corners of that triangle in place, the markets are not going to hold, and we're not going to be getting the kind of economic resurgence that the president and all of us would love to see.
Taking a look at the stock market yesterday, a huge day. This volatility, though, I mean, the ups and downs that we're seeing every day, it's hard for people to take serious a good day like what we had yesterday.
You know, you speak the truth, and there's an old song in the business which says, buy on the rumor and sell on the news. The rumor was that a bill was going to be passed, and, you know, the news is probably going to be coming out today, so it wouldn't surprise me if we get a backing off in prices. But you have to understand, when you see the kinds of moves we're getting, you know, 2,000 points in a day on the Dow, you know, 10, 11%, really that's being driven by machines. It's not being driven by people. You know, it's algorithms. And, you know, depending on how they set them, you're getting these types of wild swings. This is not the time, I don't believe, for people to try and step in the front of, you know, a steamroller to pick up 25 cents that's laying on the ground. I think you really need to have the volatility cut down a bit before people can seriously look at, you know, reentering the market.
Tony, thanks as always for your insight. That's Tony Agoric of Agoric Wealth Management. A lot to talk about today with that stimulus package and agreement in place. Not passed yet, as Tony reminded us, but an agreement, at least in principle, in place for that.
Wow, how things can change from one week to the next. Hey, hope everybody out there is staying healthy. I know everything is super crazy. We feel disoriented by the COVID-19 virus. It's more important than ever to stay connected and check in with your loved ones. That's why I'm so happy I've got T-Mobile. Listen, T-Mobile isn't just talking the talk. They're taking measures right now to make life easier for everyone by doing the right thing for their customers during this really critical time. For example, T-Mobile has ensured all current customers with data plans have access to unlimited smartphone data on their network for 2 months. We're all in this together. T-Mobile truly believes that. And while many T-Mobile stores are temporarily closed to help keep customers and employees healthy, they've still got you covered with any help you need. Just check out T-Mobile.com. You can see what stores are still open and how you can manage your account online. Stay safe out there. During congestion, customers using more than 50 gigs a month may notice reduced speeds prioritization, video typically at 480p, capable device required.